Yeah! Talking about ExpressVPN.com/Nooners. Love ExpressVPN. You've got to have a VPN in today's world, or you're not living your life right, brother. People are going to start stealing your passwords, all your bank info, everything. And I know most of you are probably thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode? Let me tell you something. Incognito mode doesn't hide your activity. Doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why when I'm at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. Huge fan. I've had it for years. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background of all my computers and my laptops and my phones, and it's super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, like I was saying, phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you not to be using it right now. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/nooners, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/nooners. expressvpn.com/nooners. Head there to learn more. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Oh, Jabes.
Oh.
Damn it, man. We lost one today. Lost a real one today. I'm not happy about it.
I know.
I'm not happy about it one bit.
I know.
One
It's so
bit.
Sad.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it
though? I just felt more comfortable when he was here.
Same.
You know?
Same.
Safe.
Yeah. Yeah. The country lost another mustache today, all right? Victor Boot.
Victor Boot.
It's gone. They traded him. Look at him.
Look at this guy. Have
Look
you ever seen
that
anything
stash.
That has been more my type? Than this guy.
The Merchant of Death. If you're wondering why I have this mustache right now, this is Jesse won't shut the fuck up about this guy.
There's one of him walking. He's in, I think he's in oranges.
Yeah.
He's walking. Yeah. There's people with it holding his arms. That one's
is.
Okay.
Look at that. Pop
there's
it up,
more,
Bobby.
There's more
Pop
of a
it up, Bobby!
No, that one's not that good. There's more of like a straight on one where you go,
oh boy. Pop that one up.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one.
There we go. Is that a peace sign?
Do that one.
Damn, dude.
Look at that guy.
Damn, dude. Look at that stash, son of a bitch.
Just a tall drink. And anyways, we lost him.
We lost him. We lost a good stash.
He's on a plane.
He's on a plane. Why? Because Vin Diesel had to open his fucking mouth and say, bring Brittany Griner home by Christmas. And I was like, what? Bob, pull up Vin Diesel's Instagram post. I find this real curious here, okay?
The timing?
Yeah, Biden couldn't fucking do it for, what, 9 months?
Mm-hmm.
That stupid son of a bitch couldn't do it.
Right.
Vin Diesel, how many followers does he have? Bob, speak aloud.
84.8 million.
Goddamn right.
It's not the highest, but it's not the lowest.
It's one third of our country that is following Vin Diesel. That's more votes than Biden allegedly got in the last election in 2020. I mean, that's insane. When he says we've got to free someone, we've got to fucking free someone, damn it.
Yeah, he was really dragging his feet.
I need to text this to Bob here.
No.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Do we bring back?
Bob's got off days and on days.
What's, it's not on his Instagram.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? On his Instagram?
I'm going to go ahead and send this, all right? Go ahead and send that. I'm going to text it to you, Bobby.
Is it an Instagram story that is no longer up?
Bob, I'm just going to text it. All right. I'm just going to text it to you.
I can't find that if it's gone.
Well, it's been here. It's been here. So I remember when he posted this and everybody was sharing it on social media. And they were like, well, now it's like jokingly. People were like, now it's getting serious. I just texted it to you, Bob.
Was it a while ago?
Maybe a week ago. Week and a half ago, whatever. And then people were like, hey, it's getting serious now out here in these streets. Vin Diesel's asking for her to come home. And we got a nice chuckle out of it. And then boom, she's out. She's out. Now, was the picture too controversial and he might have taken it down?
Oh.
Maybe. We'll discuss it. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss it here in a sec. But yeah, once he did that, there you go, Bobby. Once I hear that beep, I know it came through, baby. But once he got involved, magically, she's released.
Mm-hmm.
She's released. Well, it's a polarizing subject. She's a polarizing subject.
Right.
Because he didn't post a... There it is right there.
I need Brittany Griner home before Christmas.
Look how many likes that goddamn thing has, too.
And where is he?
530,000.
Is he at a WNBA game?
No, he's at a real NBA game.
Oh.
Yeah, you can see the player there in front of him.
Probably not one picture of him going to.
Nah, not a prayer. Not a prayer.
Yeah.
Not one prayer, you know? And is that Vin's fault? No.
No.
They could have been out of town that day.
Don't get Bob started.
Don't get Bob started. But
he gets heated.
The matter is polarizing because they left a Marine and they decided to bring Brittany Griner home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they traded the Merchant of Death for a lady who doesn't stand to sing the national anthem and kneels and all that other stuff and was smoking weed.
Was he a Marine?
Yeah, he was a Marine. He was a Marine. Now, the family released like a gracious statement about it. I would have been pissed.
Right.
I would have been pissed.
Sure.
But again, Vin Diesel gets involved. He gets shit done. Why?
Because we're family here in America. We're family.
I get it.
And that's what Vin Diesel does.
Mm-hmm, I get it.
There was Jimmy Carter, who did some shit over there and freed some people at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Another fella back in the day who did some shit. Was it Al Sharpton? And now we have Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel is our Jimmy Carter now, you know? Just going around the world doing peace missions and shit. Like, it's great.
Yeah.
It's absolutely great. And God bless you, Vin. You're out there doing the Lord's work, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if she's not singing that national anthem before her next game, like Whitney Houston in the 91 Super Bowl, I'd be shocked. You know she's going to give it all she's got during next one, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Eating potatoes out there, breaking rocks. Old Brittany out there. Now she's in the UAE right now, currently, they said, by the way. So she's there. She's got to shuttle them somewhere else, and then she'll take a PJ.
She's in the UAE?
Yep.
Stop by Qatar. Watch a little World Cup action.
Whoa!
Yeah, dude, make a fucking trip of it, dude. Don't come right home.
Have a drink in a joint at the stadium. Let me know how that
works
out there.
You've been gone for that long.
Why not? Why not? Who's
Mine
playing
as
today?
Well.
Who's playing today? Are they bringing the cup home?
Talking about England?
No one's playing today.
Yeah. Is it England today?
Zero games today.
Okay. Okay.
Thursday?
Zero games today?
It's Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday. That's right. We're down to like the final rounds, right?
Quarterfinals. Yeah. We got a big
Son
one.
Son of a bitch.
England v. France.
England versus France. Yeah. Son of a bitch. What day is that?
Saturday, I think.
Damn. That people are going to be fucking raging for that. My God, man.
It's Croatia-Brazil tomorrow. Seems pretty interesting as well.
That's all right. It's all right. England-France, though, is what gets the people going. That's going to be shit. Were you over there in England?
I bet.
Were you over there during World Cup and any of that
Not
shit?
Not during World Cup,
okay.
No.
Because people really go ballistic. They pretty much give everybody the day off work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a national
big,
holiday.
Yeah. Big deal.
Yeah. So that's, I mean.
Everywhere but here.
Plus, it's France. Like, it's the best of the best. Like, dude.
And they hate each other.
I know.
I mean,
that's going to be fun.
All hate French people, right?
I don't know. Croatia, Brazil sounds like that might be a good game.
It's the battle of the
Nobody
sexes.
Cares. Nobody cares. Brazil's going to win that game. I don't know.
It's going to be close.
I don't know who's going to win England, Croatia. France. I don't know who's going to win England, France. But
France. Eh.
Brazil's going to win that game. I think we're fine on that. But, man, how fucking rad would that be to rage over there for that game? Man. Not Qatar itself.
No. But, like, in
England France. Either I'll take either or. I'd probably take France, to be honest with you.
Sure.
It's beautiful.
Have you spent time?
You should go.
Yeah, I've never been.
You should go.
In the region, right, Russ?
What's that?
In the region.
Oh, yeah.
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 Is it of the region?
It's
super keeps asking. Yeah.
Yeah. Your boy, by the way, got axed from, or he quit, I guess.
Who's my boy?
The British baking show, the bald guy. No, I liked him. He's a really funny guy. He just quit. And he said it was time to pass the baguette and his goodbye.
That's great.
I thought it was really funny.
That is great.
Really funny.
Is that news?
It is. It is. People are making a big deal
Patreon,
out of this.
Listen,
Hang
Patreon,
on.
You come for the hard hitting
stories.
Pull
up a picture of that bald guy. People love this goddamn show.
Oh, yes. I love the show as well, but pretty
Everyone.
Common for the like sidekick host people to be changed up.
Why wouldn't you play that out? Is it? What's the cash pay?
I'm not
what are you
sure.
Getting for a gig
I think it's
like that?
PBS.
Is
we
it?
Get it Netflix after
yeah.
the fact, but yeah. in I think it's either PBS or some kind of
pop this up. If you don't know what I'm talking about, every wife's house in America has this on at some point in the background, mm-hmm. and he left,
it's a
and
great
I was like,
show.
Shit, was does something happen?
What? Explain this picture to me, Ross.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on. It looks
me
like
that was the other person,
me neither, friend,
that he replaced.
Okay.
And now he's leaving. Is this lady coming back? Is that what's happening?
No idea.
Well, you
no
brought idea. Up the story.
No idea. I just know that he left. That was the big news this morning. People were freaking out online. Women were freaking out. Oh, my God.
Nobody was
oh
freaking out.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do? What
Nobody
are we going to leave on
out.
In the background now?
Nobody
I mean, this
was freaking
guy
out.
With the smoky eyeliner. I mean, I'd freak out about him.
Yeah.
He's great. Noel, he's awesome.
See?
He
I
is.
Don't know these
oh,
motherfuckers.
I watch. It comes out. It's the kind of Netflix show because it's currently running in England. It's every Friday. You can't binge it. I'm watching it as the English people watch it. You
oh,
know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
in the
yeah,
same
yeah,
way,
yeah.
waiting for the next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I am into it. Noel's great. He's a weird figure.
I know.
Not really sure. There are people that are famous in England, and you're kind of like, okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have no idea who you are, but you're a real big deal out there.
Reason I bring it up, well, he was in a movie, God, one of the Judd Apatow movies. It was really fucking funny.
He was in Bridesmaids.
That's it, Bridesmaids.
Was he?
Yep. Him and Rebel Wilson were the two roommates.
They were the two
oh,
roommates.
The bald guy,
yeah. But the reason I bring him up, it seems like it's just a week of England all the way around. Everything is dominated by England. You got the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
You got this bald guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fucking Royals.
H&M.
Yeah, dropped last night, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight. I come in, I was saving it for you. I come in, you're fucking watching it.
I thought we were going to talk about it, and I didn't want to be uneducated. But
No. We'll watch it
yeah,
together.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not heard any of the scuttlebutt yet because it dropped at midnight, so everybody's kind of catching up. I did not know it was going to be six fucking episodes of this shit.
Well, they dropped three, and then next week they're going to drop another three. So what they're calling it is kind of like part two.
Okay. Okay.
How
do we know how long this is?
Each one?
Yeah. What are we talking? An hour, half hour for these guys? If you remember correctly,
an hour.
I'm going to go ahead and pat myself on the back for this one. But if you remember, about a year and a half ago, we talked about it on the show when that Netflix deal went down. And they said they definitely weren't doing a documentary about their lives. And I looked directly into camera like I am now. And I said, I can promise you with every ounce inside of me, they're going to be forced to do a documentary about their fucking lives
right.
to earn that $30 million. And sure enough, here we are. I find the timing of it really strange. It seems to be kind of slapped together at the last second. I wonder now if it was a 2-year deal and in order to get that paycheck, because you notice the Spotify, Spotify was the same thing, right? With the podcast, and she wasn't doing the fucking podcast. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, hey, do you want to get paid?
Because you're going to have to do this podcast.
You're actually going to have to do it. And so they forced that out.
Seems like it.
And well, it's not great either.
In her defense, she had gotten so used to getting money without working as a royal.
Yeah. She was kind of like, but wait,
yeah.
You're not just going to give it to me?
What?
And they're like, no. And she's like,
we got to do this. So the podcast was raced out, Archetypes, terrible name for a podcast. And
sounds fun though, doesn't it?
No,
it's like a fun party.
Sure doesn't. Sure
I'm here
doesn't.
Today to talk for 42 minutes with Serena Williams.
I know
Serena Williams. When you I'm going to be reading from a script.
Even kiss an hour with Serena Williams, you're a fucking loser in life. If you can't have a conversation with one of the greatest female tennis players
friend.
On steroids of all
they're
time,
supposed
that
to
like
be
yes,
friends,
dude,
too.
They're supposed to be bros.
And
I
yes,
don't get it.
That 42 minutes does include ads.
Does it? That's
oh
with ads.
God.
Oh, you with know ads. She was. Then I guarantee you the convo went like this. What's that, man? I have to do. And they were like, ugh, with ads, 40.
She doesn't
okay.
talk like that. Oh, she talks like this.
It sounds like an AI voice she has.
That's how she talks all the time, Ross.
Now, but in suits, yes. She didn't talk like that. You know,
a little bit.
Yeah. No. Fuck her, fuck them, and I'm going to watch it out of morbid curiosity and to see how shitty this is, obviously. So is everybody else. So Netflix is going to win in the end and get all their money. In the meantime, it says the royal family is bracing for the pushback here.
Yeah, so apparently, I don't know if there's any reason to watch it, to be honest. They cut out anything that would be anything. So it really is just kind of a fluff piece about how they met. They go through.
Okay.
So according to, they did a, you know, interviews with British media this morning, and they were kind of like, yeah, they're really harsh with us, but we kind of know that and it's not a big deal. But they kind of said that they didn't really, there's no bombshells. The Oprah interview, it was crazier than this documentary.
Okay.
So either they cut it out and that's why it seems slapped together because they had to fill some time and kind of change the narrative of it.
Yeah.
So either they got stuff cut out or it was always just going to be like, look, we'll give you something and we'll kind of like be victims of the media and cry and stuff like that. But other than that, we're not really going to reveal anything from inside.
Yeah. I don't think we're getting anything out of this. No. I mean, it's one of those things where I think you do the minimum for the money that you're going to get. And then afterwards, like you hope to kind of hang on to your titles and all that shit. Whereas Diana's butler was like, strip them of the titles. I agree. Fuck them, dude.
Yeah, I think fuck they're going people. To. I think they're going to be
good. Get them out of there.
There's no like bombshell, but I think ultimately they're talking about how horrible it was. And I think Prince Charles is going to be like, cool. If it was so horrible, you can be gone forever.
I don't know if Prince
you know
William.
Be-
well, hang on. I don't know if Prince William has Twitter, but if I were him, I would just put fuck him, period. And then just, and that's it.
Right.
And then, hey, we're all done with this stupid shit. Let's go back to being rich, living in castles, eating off of midgets' faces. Like, I want to, let's go back to being awesome fucking kings and queens.
To be fair, they have never stopped.
Right.
So the thing that would really get Harry and Meghan in the end is if nobody cared, right? So I think that would be sometimes is the best revenge to be like, who?
Yeah.
Oh, what they did? They do a little thing. That's great. We're still fucking doing all the same shit.
Yeah.
We're not commenting. We're not talking about it.
The problem
is they're irrelevant.
It's going to be big.
They will both die if they're irrelevant.
Yeah.
And you know what would be the best thing to do? Strip her, not him.
Oh, that'd be great. It'd be so
she
great.
Doesn't get, and then she doesn't she get can a title.
Say it's because she's black.
Yeah.
And then she got stripped of the title and they like, hate
no,
her.
No, because you're a lying bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Speaking of which, they were at a gala on Saturday night and they gave them an anti-racism award. So that's nice. For speaking out about against racism, and I guess there's an award for that. Bob, if you can pull up the name of that ceremony that it is, I think that's a nice thing, you know?
You know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
So when I was like younger and a little bit of a, by younger I mean high school, a little bit of a like, you know,
tart.
I had views.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Very liberal, very California, sure. Very hippie, right?
Yeah.
I had a super racist grandpa, have super
still
racist
alive.
Grandpa, right?
Still
super
alive.
Racist grandpa from West Virginia.
Yeah.
And look, it was just kind of known that he was, right? Misogynist, you know,
what'd you
sexist.
Say? You have a normal grandpa from West Virginia?
Exactly right.
Exactly.
And so, but what I would do is like when he was visiting, I would go and kind of like poke the bear, right?
Yeah.
Because you want you like
as any good liberal should,
right? Like you go in and you kind of
yes, you stick it to.
There's
it.
No reason to bring it up at all. Like we could 100% have like a totally fine dinner, and it would never come up. But I have to make sure that that's still the oppression that I'm dealing with,
as
right?
An activist, yes, yes.
As a high school orange-haired activist, and so I had to be like, yeah. So how do you feel about you know what I mean?
Sure.
And like, again, it would have been just a totally fine visit had I not. And this is what that reminds me of.
Yeah. It sure does, doesn't it? Sure does.
They go into the royal family.
Yeah.
Into thousand-year-old castles with literally thousand-year-old people.
Yeah.
I mean, the oldest, just like sheltered.
Oh,
90-year-olds,
oh,
and they go, hey, how do you feel about black people? And they're like, well,
yeah.
I think literally the one thing, like racist thing I remember her saying is that some old person was like, baby, maybe darker skinned than usual.
Like, when we thought about that again, we were kind of like, I bet someone was like, look, like if they were speaking openly, right?
Mm-hmm.
In not mixed company. I'm sure they were like...
Whoa, we're not using the word mixed here, okay?
I'm sure they were like, she's very light. He has red hair.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What do you think? What do you think that baby's going to look like, huh?
It just a casual convo, right?
Do you like white meat or dark meat?
Yeah. And then the newest old ass lady that got in trouble, I guess, was like asking a black lady that worked there or with them or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like, where are you from? And she told her, you know,
Africa.
Here.
Oh, she said here?
And so the lady said, but where are you really from?
Oh, there
and
you
like,
go.
And like touched her hair.
Yeah.
And so she resigned, obviously, from whatever she could, super racist. Again, this lady is old.
She's like 90, right?
Sheltered royal.
Yeah. She's like 90.
And so I just go, let's just stay out of there. Just stay out of there. Just let the old racist grandpas have their fucking beer and like.
Right. What do
just
you.
Just don't go.
What change do you expect to enact on the residents of a nursing home?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's really what it is.
And I don't get it if you're hairy. Like, why do that? Why marry her? It just makes zero sense. Pick out your favorite. Pick out Baby Spice. If he would have married Baby Spice, the fucking world would have gone ballistic, right? It would have been the
because
best.
I think because he was already feeling that way, and she just kind of mirrored it. Like he's been called the spare his entire life, right?
Yeah.
And he's had this kind of stigma with it, and I think she kind of came around and reinforced all of this shit that he was already feeling. Do you know what I mean? But he wasn't allowed to. There was no one else that was like kind of letting him feel that way. He had to buck it up. If you're gonna do that shit, go to Vegas, get naked. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, why. And then they just feed into each other's victim, 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 victim. And they're just in this crazy victim bubble where they can't even see that they aren't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't.
Because they're not talking to anybody. They're not dealing with anyone else. They're literally just sitting together being like, aren't we such victims?
What a waste. What a waste, you know?
Of what, though?
Of being a fucking princess. Like, don't do that. You're so dumb. She's so fucking dumb to do this. Yeah. All of it. Yeah. Be fucking rich. Be elite. Go live in the Illuminati. Do all the shit that no one else can do and live in a fucking castle, man.
Or don't, right? Or just go to Montecito and be fucking rich. Why you need to do you know what I mean? That's why I'm saying it's like poking my grandpa at poking my grandpa.
Jesse.
Metaphor.
Sounds like sexually speaking.
Verbally poking my grandpa.
I don't like any of this.
Should we change the title?
To poking my grandpa?
Poking my grandpa? No. Anyways, this is what it reminds me of. It's like, okay, just go. I don't have to go drive from LA to my dad's house to have a fight with my grandpa. Right. I could stay there and he can visit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So this is what it is, where it's like, or go to Montecito and shut the fuck up. But why you need to continue to try and change the hearts and minds.
It's crazy.
Of like people in England as it pertains to the royal family. You're just.
It's absolutely fucking crazy, James. All right. It's absolutely fucking crazy. And I'll watch it. We'll report on it next week, you know, and let you know if it's worth a peek sees or not. In the meantime, Celine Dion's going to die.
What'd she have? What does she have?
She's going to die. It's a weird one.
So anytime
weird one.
Is she going to be outlived by her super old husband?
He's dead.
He died.
Oh, he died.
Yeah,
okay.
Dude.
And she has been going downhill ever since.
Yeah. So
the codependence of those
two. I'm
going
to say the name of what she has. Okay. And I want you to.
Psoriasis.
Okay. I'm going to say the name of what she has. And you tell me if this is a real disease that you've ever heard of in your entire life. Okay.
Bob, be ready.
Ready, Bob?
Yep.
Stiff person syndrome. Drink that in. I'm dead serious. Stiff person.
Gosh, that's
syndrome.
That's gonna rival. It's gonna rival poking my grandpa for the title.
No, 54. Celine, My Heart Will Go On, is diagnosed with incurable neurological. Good one, Ross. Disease. She is a rare 1 in a million stiff person syndrome that turns sufferers into human statues.
Dude, that's fucking crazy if it's true.
I think I have a video of it.
Pop it up. Let's see it, dude. If this is true, this is fucking gnarly.
Oh, no.
Is this real?
Oh, yeah.
No. I don't want to. I don't want
to. Oh, fuck.
Idiot.
Is he sure?
Is this real or not, Bob?
Yeah, it's real.
Why'd you say idiot?
There's 14
years. I don't know. I just want to be an asshole.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, because he was like, we're all overwhelmed by the sadness of this video.
Jeez, man.
There's some pictures, too. So
Do we have an actual description?
So there is, by the way, I can read it to you. Okay. So this rare incurable neurological condition, stiff person syndrome, causes the body to go into uncontrollable spasms. There is no cure for the condition, but work can be done to slow the progression. She has now postponed all of her European tour dates while she battles with the condition. And
why do they have to call it that? Like, give it a fucking.
Well, here's why. So
name.
The untimely. Oh, fuck, dude. It turns people into human statues as it progressively locks the body into rigid positions, leaving the sufferers unable to walk or talk. And there is no cure for SPS.
Is it just like spells?
Stiff person syndrome.
Or is it something that can last? Ultimately, like, you can't ever move again? Or is it just these spells brought on by stress?
Go to her Instagram. She makes a speech. We can do this since we're on Patreon. Who cares? She makes a speech here on her Instagram account. So I guess she's going to talk about it.
Okay. Maybe describe it. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, it's the French one. Don't do that one.
Let's.
No one else can speak it but me. I'm the only one who's been there, you know? Sorry, Jace. It's
taken me so long to reach out to you.
Yeah.
I miss you all so much. And I can't wait to be on stage talking to you in person. As you know, I've always been an open book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shut up.
And I wasn't ready to say anything before.
There's long pauses in her speeches.
But I'm ready now.
She's ready now.
She's a very dramatic gal.
She's... Oh, boy. Give it to us.
I've been dealing with problems with my health for a long time. And it's been really difficult for me to face these challenges and to talk about everything that I've been going through.
What is it?
Oh, boy. Get to it, Celine. Okay. All right.
Recently, I've been diagnosed with a very rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome, which affects something one in a million people.
Is that real stat?
I think so.
One in a million.
While we're still learning about this rare condition,
my heart will go on. No.
We now know this is what's been causing all of the spasms that I've been having.
Okay, you can cut it now, Bob, because this is going to be 3 hours of that. Okay. So, and that, by the way, what we just showed you has nothing to do with her condition. That's just Celine Dion giving a speech, okay? It's going to be a lot of long pauses, a lot of 1,000-yard stares in the distance in between each sentence. And
although I think she might
have... She's going to make a meal out of it.
She usually sings a little bit, right? Always. She'll do just like one line at the end. And so I'm bummed that maybe we missed something like that.
I don't know.
And again, like, if it had a name that wasn't so freaking embarrassing to say.
SPS?
Something like that.
Sure.
It's fun when disease names that were clearly coined in like 1842 just survive to the present.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Do you think that's what that was?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
I guarantee you that was a super old name for the disease and it just stuck.
What was the one, shaky leg or what was the... There's another one that's
stanky
like...
Oh, leg?
No, it's like...
Yeah, I remember stanky leg.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, I'll think of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's just probably not enough people got it for them to ever want to change it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Andre 3000 was suffering from stanky leg.
Or like another... Here's another one, a different one. Elephantitis or gigantism.
Right.
I'm suffering from both. I'm a giant and I've got huge balls. It's incurable. No. Steroids is the only thing that can get my balls down.
That doesn't
so
make sense.
With Celine, you lose your balls shrink up to the size of raisins, allegedly. Have to ask the Liver King on that one, but
restless leg.
That's it. Remember restless leg syndrome.
Remember restless leg?
RLS, yeah. Yeah. Restless leg syndrome.
One of the
causes gambling addiction.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the side effects, anal leakage and gambling.
Yeah, gambling addictions. So
that's fucking insane, dude.
Yeah. So Celine, if you're out there and you're on a boat this weekend, want to throw a diamond necklace into the ocean for her, go ahead. I don't know when she's going to be back on stage anytime soon.
84 years, probably.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
That'd
be great. Speaking of which,
I mean,
James Cameron's new movie's coming out. Damn it.
What is that? What's he been working on?
Avatar 2. A little movie called Avatar 2.
Didn't he just start that? It's kind of slapped together, don't you feel like?
Here's the thing. So between, there was Tyler Gray was here. Somebody else was here. Everybody's already pre-buying tickets for it. And I got the notification and our son asked last night. He was like, Dad, are we going to the thing?
It was the older son because the other one cannot stop talking about Puss in Boots.
That's right. Puss in Boots.
Is that why he says it like that?
Yeah, it's Antonio Banderas is playing the cat. So that's how many times they showed that trailer. That every kid can already mimic Puss in Boots. Okay. So yeah. And then they put the song with it from the closer of the Mets, by the way. So they went ahead and flipped that into the child's movie. So now he thinks that's the Puss in Boots song.
Oh.
But really it's the song for Edmund Diaz.
The algorithm told them that would work.
Sure did. And it worked.
Okay, so Avatar.
With Avatar 2, like both kids love to go to the movies. And you know, they were like, hey, we're gonna go see this. And I saw the commercial late last night. I was unaware that it was in 3D. So I think that's probably a little too frightening for a four-year-old, but the eight-year-old, fine.
Jax can do it.
Yeah, yeah. The eight-year-old can do it. The four-year-old probably can't.
It's also just kind of disorienting.
No, it's violence.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's even a little bit crazy for me when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
No, this 3D's a little bit
different. Can't hear you, Georgia.
Oh.
Can't hear you.
Dave killed my mic. It was probably
I didn't kill your mic. But
how is it?
You have the bad wire.
How is this 3D
different? Oh, is there a bad wire now? Bobby!
Oh,
fight!
Bobby's revenge, dude.
Patreon.
He got the revenge on it.
That could be another title, damn it.
Sure could.
Poking the
grandpa. How is the 3D different on this one, Giorgio? Because that was the first time I'd seen that it was an actual 3D last night. So
this is not your grandpa's 3D of your red and blue glasses.
Okay.
It's not just splitting things up. Everything about this is filmed with three different cameras at one time. One for the flat image and two for the one for
the 360.
Yeah, well, they do one for the infrared that does depth mapping and then one that's a specific 3D camera for it as well. So like all the parts where they want it to be and then can take you into it and take you out of it is all like director specific. So it's like
it's not constantly like 3D.
No. It's exactly for what it wants to like really pull you into the scene.
Do you still wear the glasses?
It's more like a Ray-Ban now.
Yeah. They really needed to improve the like frat.
Yeah, the paper. It's just trash.
Flimsy. Yeah.
Firework, redneck, West Virginia kind of grandpa.
For sure.
Poking the grandpa stuff.
You guys know what I fucking meant. Damn it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't poke their grandpa?
Who doesn't? Bob, I'm going to text you another pic here. So my buddy edited this movie. And I asked him, I hit him up this morning because we watched the thing last night. I was just like, how is it? Like, is the hype real? Because the reviews just started coming out yesterday. I guess they did a premiere overseas. And so my buddy edited it, and I go, how is this goddamn thing? And he goes, look, he's going to win everything. It's just, you know, he's going to win all the awards for it. It's
right.
The most visually stunning film you'll ever see in your life. And he goes, people will shut the fuck up about how long this took after seeing this. Like, you will never see anything like this.
I didn't doubt, right? Like, I didn't doubt that, like, it was going to be fucking amazing.
Like, we're actually going to go to the theaters for this.
Yeah.
So this,
like,
this is my
I have no doubt.
This is my buddy Justin who edits all these things. And
what's he licking? The penis
the
of the
nope.
Penis yeah, of the Oscar?
It's it's the actual Oscar there. And you work on those things for 50 years, and I think you deserve one after that, because the editing process for these goddamn things, holy shit, dude. I mean, it's insane. It is absolute insanity.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you're just locked away for years and years working
on one film. He doesn't look like an editor.
Well,
I just want to say.
He's a very good-looking guy, but that's what...
He looks healthy. He's got color.
That was the first one.
Okay.
That was the first one. So, yeah. Now, I'm sure he's aged. He's aged a little bit after these.
Good to
because,
know.
Because, man, Jim Cameron does not fuck around when it comes to these goddamn things.
Yeah.
And, they'll win all the awards, all the things for all of these. So we're not wearing glasses in the theater. Is that what you said, Georgia? Or you are?
You are.
They're just not colored?
They're nicer.
They're really nice. You kind of want to steal them, to be honest.
Yeah. They're not Even then they like switched to a plastic, but that was even a little flimsy, weird fitting. Hopefully.
Gotcha.
I would love for this movie to be like the first where you have actual comfortable, nice glasses.
Yeah.
But you're right. People will probably fucking steal them for no reason.
They steal them. James, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. It's Christmas time. Get yourself a new mattress. You don't treat yourself throughout the year. Now you can. It's a great excuse to get you and the lady, or you and another gentleman. I don't care which way you swing. Okay? We don't kink shame here. Get yourself a new mattress and get an adjustable base with it, and you can get 40% off, Jabes. 40% off. You believe that?
I don't.
I know you don't. I know you don't. You dirty girl.
The only thing I know about Ghostbed is that you can get a lot of shit for like nothing.
Yep. Yep.
According to you.
According to me. Get a bunch of shit for
a bunch of shit for basically nothing. That's what it is.
Pennies. Pennies on the dollar.
It's all relative, friends.
40% off there with that adjustable base and the mattress combined together. 30% off everything in the entire store. The promo code Drinking Bros. So let's say you have an adjustable base. You just need a mattress. Maybe you want some sheets. Maybe you want some pillows, a weighted blanket. Have fun. 30% off with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Fill that cart all the way to the sky. Everything is 30% off. And when you check out, there's a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And you check that box. And guess what, Japes? Walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Who we got up next, Jabes?
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fresh. It's something been out here good. Without.
It's all good. We're all good on that one,
18
Jabes.
Free meals plus free shipping.
Look at that. Hello. Hello, Fresh.
We love HelloFresh. I
we eat, what, four or five meals a week?
Yeah, I do the shopping and the cooking. Let's just be real.
Yep.
Barefoot.
Yep.
In the kitchen.
No, she
doesn't
vote. That's
just how it goes. Yep. And I think it's important to say that trips to the grocery store now are very expensive. And, you know, I have kind of a plan for the week, but I don't know. Like when I get into the grocery store, I start buying other things. I make a meal. I have stuff left over in the fridge as far as like a tomato I didn't use or half an onion. That always gets thrown away. So HelloFresh is costing me less, basically, than going to the grocery store to feed my family. And it is correctly portioned so that I'm not throwing anything away. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, I have everything I need to make that meal and feel like a gourmet chef.
You sure do.
Right?
Sure do, Jabes. You're the best in the biz at it. Every time I come home and I'm like, did you cook me a fresh meal? And you say, yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
I slaved over this.
Right.
I slaved for you. And then I see the HelloFresh packages in the garbage can and I'm like, damn it, you fooled me again. You fooled me again. Cook like a professional with HelloFresh, damn it.
I've tried all of the other ones before, you know, we landed on HelloFresh, mm-hmm. but I liked HelloFresh because the ingredients were more fresh and the variety was a lot more. They had a lot more options.
I've never had a bad meal from them.
Exactly.
Not once.
And they change it up more. It's just more variety than getting bored with any, like, getting sent the same menu.
Yeah.
It'll be something different. You'll very rarely get the same meal twice unless you want to.
Sure.
And it's just kind of amazing.
It is amazing. Go to HelloFresh.com/Revolution18 and use the code Revolution18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping. That is go to HelloFresh.com/Revolution18 and use the code Revolution18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting here in Austin. It was great. Everybody in the store was super friendly. They help you out, and they make sure that you're getting the right size and length to head out to the links. The PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play. So you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. I know the word game changer has been thrown around so much that it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Meal kit.
We could geotag them or something.
I miss the old 3D movies from the 80s. I wrote one and got picked up by Fox, and then they shut it all down. Remember when 3D was super hot for a minute? And then I'll tell you the movie that killed it. It was Drive Angry 3D with Nicolas Cage, and I think it was Amber Heard. Do you remember Drive Angry? Pop it up. So what the studios were doing, because DVD was dying and all that stuff, and they were like, how do we make more money out of people? Well, if you were going to see a 3D film, you were allowed to charge $3 extra per ticket. So is that going to be the same way with Avatar then? Yeah, there it is. It was Amber Heard.
I am well aware of like how obviously touched up this images and mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. I don't care. She's perfect.
And in this 100%.
She's single, Bob. She's single.
So I heard.
So this movie ends up coming out. They spend a shit ton of money on it. Makes, I think, literally $4 million in the box office.
I bet her kid isn't sleep trained, though. Doesn't she seem like...
Oh, yeah. She didn't see that fucking kid.
Absolutely. You're going to be sleep trained.
Yeah. What?
No, of course not.
She did not sleep train.
This is the face of a woman who screams at an infant.
Or goes in there every hour, right?
Yeah.
And just fucks it all up until they're 13.
Yeah.
She's still going in.
You know the kid isn't going to be potty trained. Nailed it. That kid will be shitting all over the bed for years.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, baby. Still got it, dog. But I miss the floppy 3D glasses. I miss the ones that were kind of sideways, cardboard. You got a little cut behind the ear.
Why?
You were seeing weird shit, man. I remember there was a, it was on a Friday night at one of those independent theaters in LA, Sunset 5. And they showed an old Friday the 13th movie. They did one 3D movie of a Friday the 13th back in the day, where they chop the heads off and they're flying out into the crowd and shit. And I was like, God damn, dude, I love this. This is awesome. And
you'll get that same thing. It'll just be more comfortable glasses.
I don't want, I want to take one back in time and just really do it like, you know, you had to do it back in the day.
Oh.
You got the dirty ass glasses and, you know, it was, right. Yeah, man, let's go. What was your first 3D movie? Do you remember?
I don't. It was something scary. What was yours?
Mine was, my parents took me to Disney World. And it was Captain EO. Captain EO with Michael Jackson. I was a kid. It was Captain EO. And that was the first time I'd ever seen anything in 3D. And you go in there. Yeah. And it was like a big deal. You had to wait in line. And then you saw this. It was like 15, 20 minutes.
We weren't a movie family.
Oh, really?
No. You were movie family.
We were. And we are now with our kids. But yeah. Where we actually go. It's, let's face it, they're serving booze now. So.
Yeah, so you know. We definitely didn't do that. We would.
I liked your theater in Ventura. That's been around for a while. I would imagine you guys didn't go to that one downtown.
No, not as like a family.
Really? Okay.
No.
All right. Sorry, James. Just
we were more of like outdoor kids, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 For sure.
We were more like beach. Oh, ride
yeah.
around.
Yeah. You didn't have time to go to a movie, you know.
Hiking.
Oh, were you hiking a lot?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, to a secluded spot to drink. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Not actually hiking.
I was gonna say, like, you don't
the only
look like,
place to like.
You don't look like an Aubrey Marcus fan, you know? Like, come on.
Perfect.
Speaking of Aubrey, what was this fucking thing that you guys were watching before we walked in today?
So tell us what you think. But Delco said we should probably do an Aubrey Marcus segment. We have plenty of content. He gives it to you. He hands it to you.
Aubrey's Alley.
Right?
Aubrey's Alley.
Aubrey's Alley. I said Aubrey Corner. That was dumb.
It was dumb.
But Aubrey's Alley is great.
A fun thing.
Now, first.
Is this called On It Fest? What the fuck is the name of this?
No.
Okay.
First, do you want to show his. Well, we'll show that after. But I really want to show that post that you got.
Oh, the post that I got?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why did something get sent to you, Delco? Were you invited to
this?
No, this whole
idea came from like the fact that if you just go on his Instagram daily, you will have content for Aubrey's Alley. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That will be gold.
Yeah.
And all of the things that you want it to be.
Oh,
which
for
is
sure.
like, oh God.
It's just a gateway to an orgy, right? Am I fucking wrong about any of this?
Right.
Like that's all this is trying to get more people into a sex cult.
So
and
here's
I'm fine
the post.
With it. Okay.
Here's the post that that he got sent today.
You want to get back at someone who hurt you? Be happy, laugh, forget their name on accident, orgasm, smile, eat sushi and say, wow, play, dance. What is it? Go bowling?
This is the good one. This is the good one. You have to get this one right.
Bumpers? Is that real? Go bowling with bumpers?
What he's basically saying is just like, be joyful, have fun, right?
The next phrase is trip balls and make art.
Sounds fun.
Loving your life is the only revenge. And
revolutionary.
Then there's a green heart and then a flick off motion.
Yep.
A fuck you motion.
Who is he talking to, Delco?
Who
do you know?
Who is he talking to?
Do we have an idea of like.
I can't think of any ex that he had.
No, not one.
Okay.
Not one, right?
Is he still wanting revenge?
Okay. Depends on if she's out talking shit.
He doesn't seem very evolved. It's been a while.
It has.
And he's with someone.
Yeah, I thought he killed his ego.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Evolved person wouldn't post this.
Goddamn right they wouldn't.
You
right.
wouldn't need to post this if you felt this way.
Sure wouldn't.
You wouldn't need to post this if you actually did go bowling with bumpers.
Good Lord.
Don't just tell me to go. You go.
Bumpers.
Anyway,
bowling with bumpers.
So then we were like, obviously, we need to go to On It Fest.
Is that real? Is On It Fest real?
I don't know.
But,
no.
What is this? What am I looking at?
So he did have a festival, I guess, during the summer called Arcadia.
With a K?
Yep.
I think.
Yeah. A festival of a more beautiful world.
Yep. And I think maybe
all right, pop the picture on screen. We're on Patreon, who cares?
Oh, so, it's just a jukebox. What are you saying?
No,
what do you mean?
Sure isn't. That is a mask from Eyes Wide Shut and then a pair of titties there.
Here's what it is. What? What do you mean to go up for?
Because of the tits.
No, we can do that.
It's more on Patreon.
It's more on Patreon.
Yeah, but then the video gets whatever.
Okay.
Oh, so we're still on the back end.
Here's
it's
what.
It's a fucking art. It's
this
art.
Is what's happening.
Art
this
titties.
Is,
yeah, this YouTube like an, seems to be able to decipher between that.
Titties.
Go ahead.
This is like an Aztec priestess situation, but okay. her priestess mask is a jukebox, a neon jukebox. So, yeah. You know, mixing kind of symbols there.
Yeah.
A little double entendre visually.
Thanks,
if
Bob.
You will.
I did not get that.
Yeah. And then, but here's my favorite part. This is low key the best part.
Okay.
The lineup?
The headliner is called Emancipator.
Yes, fuck, and I yes, think.
Dude. Is it Abraham Lincoln?
On the nose, right? Like you're going to emancipate your soul at this festival.
Or the
right.
slaves that are there.
Right. Well, you are a slave.
You are a slave.
You're
you will
slave.
Be emancipated.
You're a slave to the music. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a slave to the music. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to read off this lineup here. Pop that up one more time. That is Desert Dwellers, Dirtwire, East Forest is playing a set that night.
Those
Satsang,
are headliners, guys.
Sure is.
So get ready
Saint
for the
Sinner, Defunk, Save Jay, Simba, Six, and Moodlight are some of the people that were at this thing. Is there any footage of this, bitch? Are we able to pop on a performance by one of these people?
Well, I think
I've never
we
heard of
should
any of them.
Put on is Aubrey's, I think it's like a welcome speech. Most cult leaders do like the welcoming kind of speech of like, this is why you're here. And this is what, you know,
okay,
this is what we're all here for.
Sure.
Make sure to keep all of this in mind,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
Kind
so,
of, well, Woodstock had it too, you know?
Who came out for that?
God, it was, fuck, what was his name? Shit, with the huge hair.
And it was like a main guy that
yeah,
would come out and
guy,
be like, hey,
yeah.
This is what the whole vibe of the thing is.
Yeah, I remember the speech. She was like, it's a free concert from now on. So when you go up into the woods tonight, remember the man next to you is your brother. And you better damn well treat him that way. Because if you don't, then we blow the whole thing, man. But right now, we've got it all going on right here, right mm-hmm. now.
We need to get past this girl, though, so you can play that before we pop it on.
Is it weird that I know that speech word for word? I watched that fucking movie Forgotten so many times. Wow, look at this sexual nightmare.
This is citations of the placebo effect, which is the mind influencing matter.
There's a couple of
thought
people.
Influencing
it's not a
the
huge...
body. And so when I
it's not a huge
play the volume.
To the idea that the universe itself is mind. And if the universe itself is mind and the mind always thinks in stories, then stories are a first principle of the universe. And stories fucking matter.
There it is.
Stories fucking matter.
They sure
do. That rock?
Yeah.
Is about. It's about freedom.
Yep.
Freedom from the conditioned patterns, those deep grooves of the mogul run where everybody's made the same turn over and over again, and all of a sudden there's big bumps and you know exactly which way you gotta go like a toboggan. No.
What?
Deep, keeping the fire
what?
Burning the sage. Singing, drumming,
this
dancing.
Is my
oh,
favorite
God.
Part. Yes, I'm in. I'm in
singing,
the cult now.
Dancing, keeping the fire burning the sage. Singing, drumming,
oh
dancing,
my Christ.
Keeping the
fire burning the sage.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. How catchy is that shit? His sister, not a great turnout. That's probably why. I mean, I'm guessing they're not going to do it again, but.
That's his sister?
No, they call each other, you know, sister,
oh, oh,
brother.
I was like, man, is he fucking
like, we're
his
all
sister?
Brothers.
Okay.
And, yes, you can.
Is that his girlfriend or wife now?
No, she's the musical. We just need to see a little
somebody
bit of
fucks.
Her.
Yeah, go ahead and play that. I want to see this
she's
bitch
a
sing.
Musical performer.
Oh, yeah.
No band.
Yeah.
No DJ, even.
No need to.
Just a backing track.
Let's go.
Was that her? Was that her saying that?
Yeah.
She does not sound how she looks.
I know.
It's jarring.
I know. Sounds like a dude, but it's a hot lady.
And usually
now they're
howling, I like that.
Howling
but
like wolves, like werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they're all fucking tonight, aren't they? Georgia, now Georgia's into it. My God, dude, you'll be there next year.
Georgia, you need to fix
their
whole production,
buddy. Do you have to get invited to this, or
buddy?
Can you, yeah.
You need to fix their whole production.
How do we get you to Arcadia next year? Because I want to see you in that orgy. Like, and because the thing is, you're so nice as a person, you'd be able to fit in, get along, and do all the shit. And I think you would pass.
I'll send an email.
All right. Is it an invite only, or do you have to buy a ticket to this?
I think we're trying to get him to work.
She's trying to be staff.
Oh, I don't want to. Well,
it's the only way that he can really infiltrate and like get the real intel.
Okay. All right.
I need a reason to talk to all these people to like make relationships.
And backstage access. Yeah.
You know
that
George
afterwards,
Giorgio doesn't go like, and I get it now, but like he doesn't just go to things like, oh, I'm just going to go see this band. But if you're working it, you feel like, oh, I'm here for a reason. I'm making money. I can see the band and then also be like a part of it.
Take some pics and then and do the cool shit. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. With this, though, this is probably the best gig because then you get to have an orgy afterwards. And, you know, obviously Aubrey's going to fuck you, but that's kind of...
Well, the orgy talk kind of came from, what was the other thing that he produced that we thought might have been...
Oh, no, it was just like a poster for like a Black Friday thing or something.
No, where like all the people are fucking sweaty and dancing around.
Oh,
that
was for Black Friday?
No.
No, that was a different thing, yeah. That was another festival thing. That
was a different Black Friday?
He like produced it... And it was like, it was exactly what it brought on the whole orgy conversation where we were just like, dude,
yeah, we're
why
we're,
can't we just like, I,
we're just having an orgy. That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
And you can't advertise for it though.
Well,
okay. You got it.
Okay. So
but
this
you can't
is what
advertise
we imagine
an orgy. You got to do something creative like this. Yeah. I mean, look at those guys. They're all going to fuck tonight.
I mean, notice the production value.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's great.
So this is a lot different. This is not his event. He produced it.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of like what you would get.
This is the vibe.
This is the vibe. This is the vibe. He's cultivating. He's putting it out in the universe. This is what he
We're
wants.
We're all going to fuck now.
When there is only dancing and no dancer, it is the ultimate of meditation.
Oh, boy.
Ecstasy, freedom from the ego.
Look
freedom from the doer.
Yeah. What a great way to live your life if you could do this. If you were a trust fund kid and you could just do this.
A BMW hippie.
Yeah, dude. And then you just have sex with everyone.
It's honestly not the worst life.
It's not.
No.
It's not at all. And we're saying this out of jealousy, Aubrey. So if you're out there listening, this is out of jealousy. Yeah, you can cut this now.
Right. I respect the grift, though.
Yeah. I respect the grift.
Yeah.
But you can't come out and openly advertise for orgies. That's against the law. So it's got to be hidden with some of this shit. And let's face it, that looks like a blast. If you didn't have kids or a life, and you just had endless money coming from mom and dad, this is where you go to have the best time.
But here's the thing, though, and this is where it gets annoying.
Okay.
And we talked about this before the show, too. These people participating in the orgy, even they don't want to admit that they're just there for the orgy.
You can't.
Just admit it.
Yeah.
Just to yourself, even. That you're just there for holes.
We want authenticity, okay?
Yeah.
You want orgy authenticity, and I don't think you're going to get that.
Well, what happened was...
Yeah.
Bob and Delco know somebody that they used to work with that went to Burning Man, super hot. All she was talking about is her spiritual awakening, and Bob was like, how many dicks?
Yeah, how many dicks?
How many holes?
How many
just
times you get
fucking
fucked,
say
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
When we interviewed Ric Flair, he actually gave his room key for the hotel to her.
Like, she's that...
In front of her boyfriend.
Hot.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. If you're Ric Flair, you can do that.
But that's the thing, though. Like, I don't want a poem.
Right.
I want a list.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't need... Don't dress it up.
Yeah.
Don't dress...
He doesn't want, like, I awakened my inner soul. He was like, say what you really need.
Sure.
How big was the dick opened you up?
Yeah. How many pussies did you eat?
Exactly.
That's it. And I don't care. I'm not judging you.
Nope.
I just don't... have time to Da Vinci Code your fucking
He's
orgy.
Got 5 minutes in the bathroom while the wife is in the, you know what I mean? Yep. Like, I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
I need you to cut to the chase.
It's Planet Fitness in here. There's no judgment.
There's
judgment
no judgment.
No judgment at all.
But we don't have a lot of time.
I'm happy for you. I just tell me.
Just tell me. How many dicks? Was it 18?
Quick.
Was it under 30? How many dicks?
Right.
Just tell me how many dicks.
Right.
Then I can go home and relax.
Yeah. The average is between 8 and 11.
Oof.
Oh.
You have to roll the dice too? Jesus, sure do.
Hey, it's just about how long you last. Some people get tired.
Okay.
Some people get tired. Yeah. Not me.
Not if you're taking Aubrey Marcus's Onnit supplements. You can keep going forever.
Oh, God,
there.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
What? Take some Alpha Brain, dude. Really get into it. And all the dancing.
I think you guys all know that girls don't like any more than about 30 minutes.
Of what?
Intercourse.
Jesse, come on.
Other stuff, fine. Sure. But actual intercourse.
Actual penetration.
Has got to not be lasting a super long time.
Right, right. You're worried about walking the next day, riding a horse.
It's just, yep.
Sure, sure.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of equestrians out there.
You don't practice the Kama Sutra?
Nope. No. Nope. And again, like different stuff. Sure, if you want to go different, you know, some different positions or whatever. Yeah, but even that, about 35, I mean, 40 minutes would be like, come the fuck on. Right?
So it's a quick drop off for you. It's like, we're good, we're good. Okay, like, get the fuck off.
And Jesse's again, thinking about a Netflix queue.
If you want to do other things and have that last for a long, great.
Sure, sure. But actual penetration is going to hurt for more than 35. Yeah. Yeah. I understand it.
It just gets kind of like,
Yeah, I get it, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of people say the same thing. A lot of women say the exact same thing. That's too much, right?
Anytime we hear like, he's like for an hour.
Yeah.
You go, what happened? Who was drunk? How did that?
I'm so close.
Because then in our mind too, like we feel bad. Like we start to feel kind of bad about ourselves, right?
Right.
And that will like always kind of creep in. And so then you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Unless there's some kind of other substance involved that's making that happen or whatever.
Sure,
but
sure. Yeah. No, I get it.
It's only so much you can do.
I get it. But on ecstasy, mixed with cocaine and whatever else they're doing.
Sure.
Then, hey, dude, back it up. And I think that's what they're doing out there and the reason why they're having so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Pro tip.
A lot of drugs involved.
Pro tip, guys. Yeah. Get on top and just rab it for an hour. I know they're not going to tell you, but girls love it. Okay? But they're not going to admit that to you. You've got to just try it. And let me know what happens. They will love it. They will not at all in the middle be like, what the fuck is going on?
All right.
Anyway.
Speaking from experience there, James. You know?
No, it just sounds awful.
Just back in your whorish days?
No.
Okay. What?
No.
Everybody's got some whore days, you know? Everybody's got some
whore days. Yeah, everyone has their whore days. Yeah. Every whore has her day.
We celebrate you whores out there. And we're celebrating Aubrey Marcus. I mean, shit. If you came from the money that he and wealth that he's come from, like, dude, this is what you should be doing with your life. Don't tell me about a charity. I don't want to fucking hear about it, you know? You're running a charity because you don't have anything else to do. No, this is what you should be doing. We're jealous.
Yeah.
We're jealous out there. Aubrey's alley. And we can have the bumpers now in the alley. Now that he said that, we can make a little graphic of a cartoon graphic of Aubrey's alley and put the bumpers right in that alley, right in that bowling
alley. I'm just worried about him because it doesn't seem like his shit is working if he has to put up that revenge post.
Look, do any of these people that post any of this shit seem like they're reasonable people?
I don't know. Have you gone bowling with bumpers?
Sure have.
I'm not going to throw stones until I do so.
No, like as an adult, he's telling you to. Did you orgasm and smile before?
Sure didn't. I didn't. Then
you haven't done what he's saying to do.
Is this like a specific order of things that you have to do?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, that's how I read it.
Maybe,
Is it like do any of those? Because I saw it as like in one day.
Well, I didn't bone.
Make sure you get to all that stuff.
I didn't bone before I went to that birthday party with bumpers. So maybe that was it. Maybe that was my problem that night. You know, I showed up. It was. You remember that bowling alley in Hollywood on damn it, dude.
Lucky Strike?
Yes. So you go there, you rent out the alley for birthday parties and whatnot. Showed up, and the dude had fucking bumpers and the fucking things. And I was like, what are we doing? What are you doing here?
You're having fun, dude.
And he goes, there's girls coming. I was like, were you just staying there, pieces of shit? I was like, you know, they could probably bowl.
Now I'm offended.
Yeah, you should be.
Before I was like, oh, he's just a fun-loving
guy. But it turns out, once it started and everybody got going, the girls were amped about it because they were hitting all the pins, having fun. And I was like, well, I was wrong about this.
Losers.
Yeah, losers. I wanted to have a nice competitive sitch there for some money, but he had the correct
decision. So now the new thing you were trying to do was like throw it so hard to the side that it went over the bumpers and like through someone else's?
Impossible.
You have to make it.
Impossible. Yeah.
Aren't they just the...
These were like a rubber blow-up type thing, so it was a nice thing. They have those little guard gates now, I guess, that pop up.
Certain ones,
but you know, that place was all the, that was the neon place. They had the neon balls and you did it in the dark. It was bowl in the dark.
It was across from Powerhouse.
Yeah, directly across the street there. And you rented it out, waitress came over, you got boozed up. It was like Topgolf before Topgolf existed, you know, but for bowling. I don't know if that place is still there though. Who knows? I don't know if many of those places exist. When's the last bowling alley you've seen driving down the street? The last time I saw one was in, ironically, L.A., leaving Marina Del Rey to go back to the airport with you. I was like, ah, shit, there's a bowling alley. I haven't seen one in a while.
Yeah, there's some out.
Is there ones out here? Is there a bowling alley out here in Austin?
I think Evo has one.
What? There's a major city. Yeah, there's a ton of bowling alleys.
Yeah.
You'd be shocked. They're starting to get rid of them.
Westgate's
got a bowling alley?
Okay. Yeah.
Is there one that's like old school?
Westgate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we were in a bowling league there. Yeah, when I first joined TFM, we had a TFM team and everyone else there was in their 40s and we were in our early 20s.
That's hilarious. But you enjoyed it, right? Once you got into it?
It was fun, but it is so long and daunting. Like I hate having like an obligation every week.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to go to bowling every Tuesday. After like the fifth week, I'm like, fuck, we got 30 more weeks of this.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's like book club. You should do it once a month.
Once a month.
And then you're like, cool, we're getting all together. Exactly. And, once a week. That's a lot.
Those bowling leagues, though, are pretty competitive, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I picked up a spare once, but it bounced off the corner and then bounced back and hit the pin. And we almost got in a fist fight with a 40-year-old man.
Who was like out of bounds, like, out of line. Like,
he's just like, that doesn't count. I'm like, it sure does. I'm like, that's the Delco bounce.
The Delco bounce.
Yeah, I did it once. I subbed in for somebody. There was a place over in the valley, and I subbed in for somebody one night, and they were pissed because I'm pretty good at bowling. And they were like, who brought the fucking ringer? What's your handicap? I guess they have to add your handicap to it and then subtract what your pins are. And I was like, dude, I don't fucking play enough to have a handicap.
Is there a handicap in bowling?
Yeah. So when you do these leagues, depending upon if it's mixed or just dudes, there is a handicap. Same with golf, where it's like, all right, like Delco would probably beat the shit out of us. So if I was playing Delco in golf, and I'm terrible at golf, I would need some form of handicap or else I'd lose by 20 strokes.
So. I'd beat the fuck out of you in bowling, too.
No, not one prayer.
Yeah. I was conceived in a bowling alley.
I did a bowling movie. So I actually, they let me do one PBA tournament. So the PBA sponsored it, and I actually got to do it. And it was aggressive. It was in Anaheim, and I got to do one actual real PBA tournament. And they signed me into it, and holy shit. First of all, nobody shows up. You're expecting, like, it's going to be, you know, scores of people, kind of like.
Why?
What's the movie with Bill Murray and Woody Harrelson?
Kingpin.
Yeah. You think it's going to be like Kingpin, where there's a ton of people back there and everything else?
No.
Dead empty. And you had the opening round started on a Friday morning, like super early. I had to get up super early and go. And I was like, man, how do you get up for this early without drinking? I walked in. Nobody was drinking.
No, they take it very seriously.
Yeah.
And like they're all best friends / hate each other.
Yes.
How do you get up this early without drinking?
At a bowling, like to me, you don't go bowling unless you're boozing.
Glossing over that, Jesse. Yes. Glossing over.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Have you? I mean, but that's one sport. Golf too. I don't think I could golf without drinking beers. There's no fucking way I could do a whole 4 hours of golfing without boozing. There's no way.
Cornhole,
4 hours. Yes, cornhole round too.
But yeah, exactly.
It's a quick round.
It's a quick round. Anything past that, no way. We're fucking boozing. Cornhole, boozing. Bowling, boozing.
Challenging football?
No, can't do football. Well, if I'm watching the game,
yeah,
or playing it. Oh yeah, yeah. If I'm watching, yeah. I mean, look, for sure. But yeah, the sports that you actually play while boozing. I'll put it this way. I made a mistake boozing for pickleball. Shit.
Yeah, get sick.
Yeah, dude. I was like, oh man, I should not have had that fucking glass of whatever that shit was before we started this.
Pino?
I wasn't aware that we were starting to get into some serious shit because pickleball's taking over. People are taking this real seriously now.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx has his own line of paddles. Did you see these goddamn things?
Yeah, I'm going to get back into it, dude.
There is all these professional athletes are buying teams. So there is a professional league that is getting started. Yeah, I think started.
I'm going to be playing for Brady's.
Are you?
Yeah.
For Tom Brady's league?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Brady and he got it with somebody else. Forget.
Brady's got one. Kevin Durant's got one. Somebody else.
Yeah.
And then Jamie Foxx. I think Snoop Dogg bought a team. And then Jamie Foxx bought the paddles. Go to his Instagram. They're super fucking nice. Holy shit.
So he has his own line?
He's got his own line of paddles, and they're selling these right now. And he wants all the players to be using them in the tournaments and everything else. And yeah, if you scroll down.
All kind of drama.
Yeah, so he's in. He's all in on these things.
I'll do it.
And I follow his gram. I think they're in the back of that. Yeah, there you go. You can turn it up if you want.
It's the CDs, baby. We got the best paddle. We got baby pink. I didn't even know they had a baby pink. Carbon fiber black. I like to say carbon fiber African American. And that's how we getting down. I'm gonna drive past your street, man. Meet me on the corner. I got that for you.
Closing in there. Break all the things.
Next stop, Sherman Oaks. We're coming.
Who are these dorky dorks that he's rolling with?
So I'm assuming these are the real pickleball guys, like who do this shit, you know?
That's David Dobrik.
Oh, it is? Oh, fuck.
Dude, I did not recognize him.
I didn't either.
Well, who's pickleball?
You're good. You can cut that.
Whose paddles are those then? Are they David's and he's just doing a fake commercial?
He is selling these paddles. So this is real.
He is. So it's him and his pickleball partner, David Dobrik, is
correct.
What it says.
Yeah. So
I think at the best paddle on Instagram.
Yeah. The best paddle is the name of it. Yeah.
I'll get mine from
look at
DX.
Them. They're pretty dope, dude. Look at these things for real. They're
LeBron's
sweet.
Getting a paddle.
Yeah. Everybody's getting paddles. Those are sweet.
These people are an invasive species taking up fucking tennis courts. Bunch of fatties.
I wouldn't do that. I'm going to go to actual pickleball, like Dreamland.
Dreamland.
Yeah.
And I'm going to drink and do it. And I'm not going to take it super serious.
Have you been there in a while, Bob?
I've still not been there, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, when you go,
kid is like one, you know.
No. But just on a date night, if you went with your wife. Because it's booze, putt-putt. They got live bands and all that shit. That's where we witnessed the fireworks explosion on that truck where they had hired people who had never done fireworks before. And our buddy was like, hey, does that look safe? And I go, absolutely not. And then we had to pull the kids out of there at the end when the truck caught on fire. It was on the news. It was fun, though. We had a good time. But half their property is now converted into pickleball courts.
And that's dope. I like pickleball. But man, when you're trying to get a court now, and they're like, oh, we converted half our fucking place to
pickleball
courts.
You have to book a time. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, God damn, dude. It was already hard enough.
I know.
Bob, sorry.
What?
Are you trying to get courts a lot?
No, not that much.
Okay.
But when I do, it literally slashed it in half, like inventory, because they use them for pickleball now.
That's probably why you stopped, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
It's pickleball, really.
It is directly across the street from your house, I think, that place.
He would try and get, I mean, he likes to get a quick, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Quick match in.
A quick back and forth, a quick match in with a bro. Yeah.
Just a couple of sets.
At the country club. Just a couple of sets at the country club.
Maybe one set and a tie break.
They've got really good drinks there, too, man. I mean, you can get rocked there. A guy like you, man. Bob, yeah. You can get rocked there.
Well, Dreamland. He is rich.
You have
to be rich to get drunk there.
Pretty much, because they give you these Dave and Buster cards. This is no lie. And I hate this trend. So we've been in a couple places that are doing this now. So you get a card. It's, you know, I'm pulling out of the old wallet here. Boom. Looks like this, you know, but it's like a plastic hard card that bends and it's got a strip on the back, right? So now, Bob, when you go there, you have to put your card into the holder. And then when you pour the drinks, it'll say to you, no lie, with some form of wine glass emoji. Oops. Have you had too much? Go to the bartender to refill your card. And you're like, oh, Christ, man.
What?
Yes. So you walk up and you give the bartender this plastic card. And they were like, sir, you've had, you know, 34 ounces of wine. And I was like, great. It's probably going to be double or triple that. Can you just fill it up? And they were like, yes, we just need to make sure people aren't getting overserved. And motherfucker. I was like, look at my height and weight.
Right.
For
the
Christ
only
sakes.
The
like,
only
like,
test
goddamn never mountain. Happened.
The only test you need for overserving is the eye test.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
What's just eyeball that? It.
Just eyeball it, dude.
Like, does that person look
fucked up?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not a fan of that, but it goes by ounces and how much you've consumed at that point. And it's
doesn't
like,
even make sense.
I know.
Ounces are like, okay, well, sir, he's fine. He's only had, you know, 40 ounces of beer. But I mean, what if I'm drinking like a 9%er?
I don't
suck my dick. Like, what?
Yes. Yeah. So great question.
I don't think it's that.
Hang
though.
On. No, it is. Great question, Bob. So
that's what I
drink on the 9%ers. Because I'm a big, you know, I love the high ABVs, obviously, the hard AF seltzer. On the 9%ers, they cut you off at half a glass, so you don't get to pour the full pints. And they were like, that one's too much. So you have to go back, and then you have to double up again. Here's the other fucked up thing, is they charge you by the ounce. So you can see it's the cash prize is ringing up on the side like a fucking slot machine, and you're like, it's $18.
But Bob, because it's so easy to literally just go up to the tap and refill, that you're like, what? You don't even look at what it is. Do you know what I mean? And then you're like, you try and close out at the end, and you're like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah. How did I spend $80?
Oh, that's just for one drink, friend. Like, I'm seriously, where
no
you're
lie.
Like,
it's expensive as shit. Where you're just
because
like,
you
all
don't
right.
see on the thing that's like, oh, this wine is $20 an ounce.
Yeah.
You just go, cool, whatever. I don't have to talk to anybody. I get to fill my drink. It's a dream.
Michael Lang, by the way, is the guy from Woodstock. He's the dude that I was talking about earlier. Just popped into my head.
Here. Yeah, we were all wondering.
No, I know you were. But I like to complete thoughts, James.
No, I like that.
All right?
I like that.
Do you have a nature nook today?
I do, but can I do a quick? I have so many crime corners in the queue.
Fire away!
Can I just do a quick one?
Ah, who cares?
And then,
crime corner.
Crime corner. This is from F.J. Mayland. Also, Brandon Taylor Bates and Shane Goodman.
BT Bates, yeah.
I see you, detectives.
Sure, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will be doing on Patreon a show that I just kind of go through.
Okay.
And we do kind of like a quick fire.
Sure, sure.
Of
rapid
all
fire.
Of the crime corners I've gotten. But this one was kind of intéressant.
All right.
So Wisconsin nurse amputated man's foot without consent or any orders or doctor's orders at all. So in Spring Valley, Wisconsin, a nurse has been charged with elder abuse.
Okay.
She's accused of amputating a hospice patient's frostbitten foot without his consent or any doctor's orders or maybe any help, to be honest with you. But after she cut off the man's right foot, Mary Kay Brown, 38, told her colleagues that she wanted to display it at her family's taxidermy shop with a sign that said, "Wear your boots, kids," according to the charges filed last week.
That's great. Do we have a picture of the foot? Can we see the foot?
I don't think they did that. But the amputation happened May 27th.
Okay.
And within about a week, the 62-year-old man was dead.
Damn it, dude.
Sorry about that.
Because of that? Or did he have something else?
I think there was other. I mean, he's sitting there with a frostbitten foot. But
nurses don't amputate anything.
Right.
That's not a nurse job.
No.
It sure isn't. But God bless him for giving it a go, you know?
So the other thing about her, though, let's see. It was at Spring Valley Center, the man was getting separate care through St. Croix County Hospice health workers. Brown worked at the center, but was not a hospice nurse even. She just had a family with a taxidermy shop, and she saw an opportunity, and
she took it.
One nurse who had changed the man's bandages on the morning of the 27th said, could he wiggle his toes? Brown told two other nurses at shift change that she was going to cut off the victim's foot for comfort.
Yeah.
But they told her not to. The other nurses were like, funny, but.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it, though. Like, I know you're saying that you're, but let's just keep that as like a fun, like, nurse joke.
Mm-hmm.
Also not funny, but don't do it.
Sure.
But they told her not to. Brown and two certified nursing assistants went into the man's room to change his bandages. But Brown cut his foot off instead. I mean, just a very weird backwoods Wisconsin story, right?
Yeah, I mean.
And also, it would be kind of a fun taxidermy statue, though.
Sure would.
Wear your boots.
Yeah.
So that you don't get this foot.
Yeah.
Do you think? And I think back there, you can do that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Do they have a name for the shop? Because I think Problems of Foot would have been great, but no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. We'll let that sit.
That's sure.
Fine. No, I'll workshop it. I'll take going back to Santa's shop workshop.
But you know, that's the thing. You send Gam Gam and Grandpa poking the Grandpa.
Yeah.
To these places, and Lord knows.
Now, did Homeboy?
I mean, if it's in hospice too, these people are like, well, they're gonna fucking die anyways. Let me just cut the foot off.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did he die from this?
No, he was in hospice.
I understand that, but like, was this the final straw?
When you go into hospice, it is your final straw.
Mm.
That's your like the end of.
No.
It's literally just keeping you comfortable.
I understand what hospice is.
Okay, so then I don't know. It didn't say that he died from that.
Because that would have been shocking. Obviously, you got your foot chopped off in hospice. You know.
I mean, yeah. It was frostbite. He couldn't feel it.
Well, allegedly.
That's why she cut it off, because they were like, can you wiggle your toes? And he couldn't even feel it.
Sure.
And so she was like, well, I'm just going to cut it off.
She
can't feel
decision.
It. And again, that's when the nurses were like, cool, don't.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you, but don't.
Yeah. What do we get years-wise for something like this? What's a prison charge for that?
Let's see.
It's not murder, What do you get for chopping
it's elder
off
abuse.
A guy's foot?
They said elder abuse.
And how many years is
charged
that carry?
Charged with elder abuse.
What would you reckon there?
Well, I mean, Bob can look up what elder abuse gets.
Kind of 2 years, maybe?
Up to 40 years.
Oh, fuck.
Up to 40 years in prison for intentionally causing great bodily harm.
Ah, damn it.
So she may be telling that joke.
Problems of foot
for the rest of
yeah.
But let's talk about the real story.
Oh,
the Nature Nook story.
You got a Nature Nook today?
I do.
Well, play that song at max level. Max level, I said. Turn it up. Let the people feel it.
Pretty proud.
I had one more there.
Pretty proud.
That might be the greatest thing you've ever done.
I think the only way that it could have been done is like slapped together in a hurry the way that we did it. Do you know what I mean? Where we were like, should we do this? Should it be this song? How about this?
Yeah.
I think it was the only way. Anyway, Georgia sheepdog fights off and kills 8 coyotes after the pack attacks his sheep. So this sheepdog,
yeah.
Very rarely, like you said, do people actually just do their job, right?
Sure.
They're named a certain thing.
Yeah.
Sheepdog.
Yeah.
This is what he's doing.
That's what he's doing.
Is recovering from injuries after squaring off against a pack of coyotes, killing 8 of them while protecting his herd.
Holy shit.
That's some superhero shit.
That's superhero shit, dude.
Like, again, very easy for him to just be like, whoop. Later.
Yeah. Do we have a picture of the dog?
We got a picture of the dog here. One quote says, it looked like a coyote grabbed his skin and peeled it right off. Like, these coyotes
were
fucking
him up. He was getting attacked, dude.
Man. Look at that.
And what's, he was
what's
like,
what's the name of
this
dog? His name's Casper.
Casper. Little white.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
And he's not always friendly.
No, sure isn't. God. Look at the look in his eyes.
But he'll make
eyes.
You a ghost.
Is he missing an eye, Bob?
These coyotes fucked him up. I think he has that Max Scherzer situation where it's two different colors.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Man, that's interesting.
He has the Bowie eyes.
Yeah, David Bowie had that.
Old Bowie eyes.
Wow. I think Billie Eilish has that, too. That's crazy. That
so,
is fucking crazy, dude.
Casper works on John Weirwillers?
No idea.
Weirwillers?
No idea. I'm not going to give that one an attempt
Georgia
today.
Farm. Yeah. And fought off more than half a dozen coyotes. Weirwillers says that Casper disappeared for 2 days after the brutal fight. So he wasn't even like... yeah.
Man.
He wasn't even treated immediately.
No need.
This dog is the shit.
Yeah.
Apparently the fight lasted a half an hour. So he just spent a half an hour. Can you imagine
that?
I wish
we had video of that.
I know.
Just one after the other, just ripping throats.
Yeah. That's
like they're coming at him and
shit.
He's just like, breaking necks,
ripping
flinging
throats,
coyotes.
Dude, yeah.
Ugh.
Man, that's dope.
So this is, like we said, this is a little bit of a make good for last week.
Which was?
Oh, when we were just like, oh, cool, Nature Nook, this 8-year-old got decapitated and died.
Well,
bye, everyone.
Yeah, Jabes. You ended on a happy story this week.
Now, look, this isn't exactly the vibe of Nature Nook, though. That was where it's like, you have to be careful in certain situations.
Right, stop walking.
Because animals are
dangerous.
Going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Like, always just think, oh, if I'm in water that... alligators can be in.
Yeah.
They probably will be.
And they'll kill you.
Yeah. How many times are you walking past the alligator sign and it fucking comes up and just grabs your fucking dog or that whatever? Like, it is.
I know.
Nature is all around us.
Yeah. Mm. It really is, Jesse. It really is.
What, Bob? Were you going to say something?
No, I was.
Oh, what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say it too. But in the rare case, you know, I was in Florida, there would always be like Florida Panther signs.
Oh,
right.
For crossing or whatever. There's only like, I don't know, like 70, 80 Florida Panthers in the entire state.
Yep.
So if you do get murked by a Florida Panther, though, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I mean, look. What?
You remember that story my mom told?
What?
She was living in Florida. She walked down there all the time and like driving into their neighborhood, we used to see those signs, those Panther signs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked my mom, I was like, this is dumb. I was like, have you ever seen a panther? And she goes, oh yeah, I saw one time. And she goes, they're so fast that it just runs right across.
Right.
She goes, you would have to mess with it. Like, I don't think one would just kind of take you.
Right. So we're not talking about that kind of stuff. Although, still... be careful, because it can happen.
Absolutely, and definitely don't fuck with one of those panthers. Like, that would be gnarly.
And I think the point is, like, if you're walking on that path and a panther murks you, what we're saying in Nature Nook is, like...
fight back.
What we're saying is it's always your fault.
It is.
Right?
If
you ever... always. If you ever think that, like, you know, like Delco, if he's walking down the path being like... come on. You know what I mean? It is always your fault.
Yeah. It is always your fault.
Because you think that you can either fight back.
Yeah.
Fight
right. Back. Like, if you think for some reason, let's say, for example, you're staying at Disney World.
Mm. Sure.
And instead of swimming in one of the 20 pools at your resort, you make like the Clampets and head for the nearest pond.
Yeah.
And then your toddler.
Mm-hmm. So, what time is this?
What, like, do you
around
mean?
What time in the day are you going to this pond?
Oh, it was in the evening.
Oh, yeah. You want to ideally go in the evening.
Yeah. What is that? Your family or a story?
No, that's that kid who got killed at Disney World by a gator.
Oh, that's right.
They were at a resort and they didn't go to any of the swimming
pools.
No,
exactly. Sure didn't. Exactly.
They
sure didn't.
Fucking exactly. Literally, like, the Beverly Hillbillies were like, well, that's it. Let's go to the dang old swimming hole over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do we have to go to the pool? They got a freaking
freshwater pond out back.
Got a pool right there.
That's right there. Right behind the hotel room.
Got a watering hole right there. The other thing of Nature Nook is, you know, if you ever think that animals are going to be predictable.
Yeah.
So that's the other part of it. Is if you think like, oh, this trained, you know, either a trained lion or in the wild. Like, no big deal. Like, they're being chill. Let me just put my arm around them and take a picture. Nature nook,
nature
right?
Nook.
Because you're going to get murked and no one's going to feel bad for you because that's your fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we learned a lot today, kids.
Sure.
Love the nature nook. It's my new fave, by the way. My new fave. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. We're at 1,800. Can you get that to 2,000, please? Can you get it to 2,000 reviews so daddy doesn't have to ask anymore? Just hit that 2,000 mark on Ross Patterson Revolution. And then go to Spotify. Just click a 5-star and walk away. Damn it. I got fake news coming up for Drinking Bros podcast here in 45 minutes. We'll see you on the old used tubes for that one. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.